it's a lot of fun. We've done this for many, many years through Jackson Events, and it's something that, you know, with the pandemic and everything, Easter Seals still needs a lot of money. So you get to see some of the kids that are there. And all I can say is it's a great event, and come on out, support it. You know, hockey's just a little part of it, but it's more for come out and meet all the guys, and it's something that, like I said, we've been a part of it for a long time.
Doug, it sounds like a very enjoyable evening on many, many levels. What do you enjoy most, the youngsters that you meet, the people in the various communities that you meet, or getting together with old Maple Leafs and old hockey teammates and rivals?
Well, again, I think it's a little different these days right now, but it's always good because you get to see guys that you might have played against or might be a little bit younger. And like I remember, for example, PJ Stock. Well, he was a young guy coming into Boston, and I was in Montreal in my last couple of years, and he was a little disturber. He called me a dinosaur, and I had no comeback for him. So now I get to see him and play against him and stuff. But it's the amount of money that has been raised through Jackson Events has been overwhelming. And, you know, the Eric Lindros tournament, the Rick Five tournament, the Brad May tournament, the list goes on. And it's something that we continue to, and we're going to do.
We're with Doug Gilmore, former captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Doug, how did you get connected to Easter Seals?
Well, we get we all do a lot of different charities, but through Jackson Events, it's just they put it together, I believe, for Eric Lindros, which where it started up in Oshawa, and I think the last event that we were at in the summertime. And it was the Brad May one that we did. And I believe we raised close to $150,000. And it's pretty amazing at the times and the pandemic and trying to get through the protocols and all that stuff. So it's a great charity. And when you get to meet, you know, the kids that, whether they can't go to camp these days and, you know, if they need a wheelchair, whatever it is, and it's just something that it gives you always give back, but Easter Seals is pretty special to all of us.
Doug, what about the format for the night? I take it there's a game involved, but also a meet and greet. How does the night unfold for those that are buying tickets and tables to be at this great event?
Yeah, I think it's the hockey side, there's only four teams the following day, so this is a little bit different where they changed up, and it's going to be, you know, come and meet all these guys, and it'd be a Q&A, telling stories, and you know, obviously everybody can ask questions, and you'll get to see firsthand what where the money's going to, and with all the speakers that will be there.
Yeah, it really makes a difference when you see where your money is going. Last couple of questions for former Leaf captain and former NHLer Doug Gilmore. Doug, how well do you play? I know PJ Stock thinks you're a dinosaur, so now a few years later, how well do you play and how much do you still enjoy it?
Well, you know what? My last game I played was 2 years ago. I haven't been on the ice since. My last injury I had in my career was my ACL. And I just can't take the chance anymore. Unfortunately, my body's not the same. So I actually just go to the events and I'll coach the teams and just have a lot of fun with it. So a lot of guys still play. And, obviously it's a little bit different. But it's always fun to be out there. I wish I could, honestly. But my knee just can't take and I can't go through another surgery. So.
Understandable. Finally, Doug, will the Leafs win the Stanley Cup this year or again in our lifetime?
Yeah, they're going to win it one of these days. I'm cheering for them. It's a good club. They're in a tough division. You know, obviously the Florida teams and Carolina. You know, the Rangers are pretty good. So it's I don't know. It's they just got to get past that first round. I think that's the biggest thing. If they get it together. And we always said this too, like, one of the biggest things about going into the playoffs as a team you try to win that first series. Like, we made memories for ourselves. I know we didn't win the cup, but we went to two semifinals, and it was pretty exciting. We weren't the best team in the league, but we were one of the hardest working teams. So if they can go out, maybe add a couple more pieces, and it's going to be a fun ride because they got a lot of skill, a lot of talent, and if Jack and was there, they keep playing well, who knows? It could be the year.
Well, Doug, thanks for this. This has been very enjoyable. Look forward to your event March 3rd and 4th in Port Elgin, and that's an evening with hockey greats. Doug, thanks for this.
My pleasure.